The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Ah, a campfire. The warm glow of the coals, the soft smell of wood smoke gently settling into your clothing, a freshly roasted marshmallow resting on its stick, perfectly golden brown. There's nothing better, right? Well, from a health perspective, there may not be much worse, explains Jamin Bogey, outreach director of a nonprofit citizens organization known as GASP, or Group Against Smog and Pollution.
I think people think about wood smoke as natural, or at least neutral in some way, but it's actually extremely toxic. Toxicity of wood smoke is compared to cigarette smoke. There's a whole list of chemicals of things like formaldehyde, benzene, and the particulate matter, all of which can harm you in any number of ways.
Burning wood produces harmful chemicals such as benzene, formaldehyde, and toluene, all known carcinogens. Wood smoke is also a major contributor to fine particle pollution, commonly known as PM2.5. This type of particulate matter is extremely invasive and is linked to several serious health problems. Despite this, burning wood is still prevalent, for good reason. According to Phil Johnson, who holds master's degrees in public health and environmental science, as well as a PhD in risk analysis and management,
wood burning is culturally and socially, and in some regions economically, a very important activity with a lot of historical and contemporary context. It's for many of us a part of our DNA.
Dr. Johnson is also interim director of the environment program at the Heinz Endowments.
Wood burning fires aren't likely to be purged from our cultural psyche anytime soon. The question, as put by Dr. Johnson, is,
how do we make sure that folks can burn their wood, but burn it in a way that doesn't harm their neighbors and their community?
And to that end, there are many steps that wood burners can take to mitigate their effect on their neighbors and the environment.
Dr. Johnson says emissions
can be mitigated with what's called a fireplace insert. It's a device that you can put into the fireplace that will do a much better job of burning the wood cleanly with better combustion performance.
Dr. Neil Donahue, director of the Steinbrenner Institute for Environmental Education and Research, says,
if people burn hardwood, if people burn woods with a high heat content that's nice and dry, you'll get less smoke.
Speaking about fine particle pollution resulting from wood fires, Dr. Donahue estimates that,
by having people make fires well, I think you could reduce that by at least a factor of two.
Following these guidelines can help soften the effect of wood smoke pollution. But as Mr. Bogey points out,
even if you're burning only clean, dry wood, there's still a lot of pollutants that are created.
If you are experiencing issues with problematic burning within Allegheny County, Mr. Bogey suggests calling the County Health Department at 412-687-ACHD or registering a complaint online at achd.net. Additional information can be found on your State Department of Environmental Protection website or at gaspgh.org.
So remember, next time you're craving that perfect fire-roasted marshmallow, consider making it in the oven instead. I'm Joshua Grail.
I'm Diamond Rodriguez.
I'm Kevin McDowell.
And I'm Demetrius Allen Green. The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.